Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you all for being here. I'm really, really happy to see all of you today. I know most of you, but there are a few of you that I don't know, at least not very well yet. So let me introduce myself. I'm Adam Curry. I'm the Seattle Insight Volunteer Coordinator, and I am here along with Nana, our volunteer director on the board of directors, to celebrate you all and myself and everybody who is a contributor in this volunteer form of Donna at Seattle Insight. So just thank you, and I'm so glad to see you here. This isn't the first volunteer recognition event, but this is the first volunteer recognition event that we've had in quite some time now. I think the last one was definitely before the pandemic. And so coming together now feels really significant and auspicious. You know, we're coming out of a period of challenge where now we're in this period of growth and thriving. And we're also coming into another period of challenge, but where we have our energy gathered. And I just think that this is a great time to be getting together to celebrate that. I want to give you an invitation when it feels, and if it feels right to you, to look around the room and just appreciate all these people that help to build up and support and help the teachings. And to recognize that this is a fraction of the people that really hold up our community. It's an incredible thing to have so many people that are so passionate and happy to give their time. And it's really inspiring. So like soak that in, like that's really incredible. It's really our generosity and our willingness to show up and to give our energy that makes this practice and this community available and, you know, so warm and accepting and makes it thrive. So I just, you know, I want to invite you to sink into that appreciation for yourself and for the others here. This is a really wonderful thing we're doing, and I really appreciate you all. I want to do a quick overview of our schedule today to let you know what's happening. So there will be a welcome and introduction. Check. Got that done with. Tim's going to lead us in a brief sit to center us. And then we'll have a short Dhamma talk offered by Nana. Thank you. We'll have some time to reflect and appreciate our volunteer teams with statements. There's some statements I'll read from folks that weren't able to make it, and then we'll have an opportunity for our leads and board members to say some words as well. We'll do some closing statements about kind of what's coming for our volunteer program. Like, we're really approaching this intentionally, and we have some exciting ideas on how we can improve and support better and move things forward. And then we'll have some time to socialize, have lunch together, and kind of celebrate in a less formal way. So, with that, I'm going to give it to Tim. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Adam. All right, that volume okay for everyone? All right. Okay, can you, online, they can't quite hear me? How about that? A little bit more still online? How's that? Still more? All right, how about that? Okay. All right, we'll do that. I got some thumbs up. Sometimes the thumbs up is like, is that more or is that... All right. Nice to see everyone. Thank you to Nana and to Adam to taking on this such a critical role of volunteering. volunteer coordination and the board membership around that. And Carrie and I are here representing the guiding teachers. So I thought, well, I'll start with just a little meditation and just sitting comfortably. Often when we're meditating, we're really tuned into our own inner experience. Noticing the arising of the breath, of sensations, of sound. Today I invite us to have that same quality of awareness, but external. Sensing into all the volunteers that help SIMS continue to offer the Dharma in all its different expressions. Those here in the room, those online, and those who couldn't make it. Sensing into this community of volunteers, just like we would sense into our own internal body. Being aware of Sangha, of community. And connecting into this felt sense of connection, of relationship, of a shared intentionality, shared vision. The joy of giving of your time and your energy to Seattle Insight and how that serves so many people. People that you may not even realize are touched by your efforts. And as we turn our awareness outward into the community, into the Sangha, there's often an echoing of that into our own internal experience. Noticing the movement of the heart, the warmth of heart, the warmth of belonging, of offering service to those who wish to hear the Dharma, to explore the Dharma. So connecting with this internal and external quality of connection, of interrelationship. Breathing together, sensing together. In the last few minutes of the meditation, using this to reflect upon the benefits of your practice. Your practice has helped you understand the nature of suffering and the release of that suffering, to understand yourself in a more full and direct way. All the Sangha meetings, all the retreats you've attended, so many have been made possible by other volunteers, people who supported you in your practice, that made it possible. And reflect on all the things you do for the Dharma, all the ways you support others in being able to have access and to hear the Dharma, all the various and diverse jobs and roles you do, and reflecting on the benefit of that, the benefit of creating a container, creating the infrastructure. The direct communication. It's a gift without price. And reflecting how the benefit of hearing the Dharma for those you serve spreads. Spreads throughout the city and your communities. So needed in this time. The understanding of compassion, the deepening of wisdom, and the expression of both. The way you volunteer is not insignificant. It's this force that starts to move through the world. So appreciating that, appreciating the ripples and waves that spread out, touching all beings.
For those not here, my 4.5-year-old, 4¾-year-old daughter is here, and she keeps giving me the thumbs up. And there's some stickies on my forehead, in case you were wondering where that came from. Tim spoke about the warmth of the Dharma a few moments ago. And for all of us here and remotely, I want to point to the warmth of the Sangha. The warmth of the Sangha, especially in the context of this Anthropocene, these times. If beings knew, as I know, the results of giving and sharing, they would not eat without having given. If beings, knew as I know, the results of giving and sharing, they would not eat without having given. This is from the Itivataka 26, the words of the Buddha. And I want to say this in the context of this first day of March 2025, knowing that you already started the day before this event, and your day already had an energetic signature to it. Maybe before you arriving, you were equanimous. Maybe before arriving at your laptop, you were a ball of anxiety. Maybe happy. Maybe confused. Maybe resigned. Maybe skeptical. And yet, based on causes and conditions, you are here. And before I start, may I just ask you to do a check-in with yourself, with what you're feeling now. And what you were feeling before. That's your Dharma. Maybe some people you like that you see, some people you're neutral with, but ultimately, whatever you're feeling is your Dharma. So we know that Dana, generosity, is the key foundation of our practice. In fact, last year, it was the first of the 10 paramis that we focused on. That highlights the importance of generosity, dana, particularly as it relates to volunteering, which I'll get to very shortly. Traditionally, dana is understood as material giving. And many here have given materially over the years. Many of your time, your energy. And in an era of rising change, increased social fragmentation, this takes on a heightened significance. So regardless of what your orientation to the world is, there are a few realities that I can point out without being pedagogical. The first is the recognition that what we all once knew as capitalism no longer exists. We're now in a new economic paradigm called techno-feudalism. techno-feudalism. What we once thought of as an assumed approach to governance and democracy doesn't exist in the way we thought. It's something new and different. Social dynamics have shifted once again. And directly or indirectly, everyone is affected. Especially if you don't think you are. And if anyone is unaffected, please raise your hand and tell us how you cracked the code. Really? So in the context of that reality, that the things that we once thought had solidity no longer have solidity. But it brings me to a hopeful story. There's a documentary on Netflix about the Blue Zones. And the Blue Zones are these special areas where people live long, healthy, happy lives. And it's not by chance. Yes, there's diet. What you eat, what you watch, what you're surrounded by. But most importantly, it was a sense of community. A community of like-minded people. But they didn't all have to like each other. So liking is negotiable. Loving is non-negotiable. And this is what volunteering as Dana offers. And I'm preaching to the choir because there are many long-term volunteers. We looked at the data and those who volunteered for more than 3 years so far exceed those who haven't. That points to a real commitment to the Sangha. So you think about the context of community in these blue zones. Regardless of where the blue zone is, third world country, first world country, the data is the same. And what it means to be in community today, community with the world around you. Community between allies that was once assumed to be sacrosanct, no longer the case. It's not pointing to a breakdown in social and political order. It's really pointing to a breakdown in how we relate to each other as human beings. There's a reason why generosity was the cornerstone of all the Buddha's teachings up front. And despite all that's happening in the world, we are here, including those who wanted to be here and who can't be here for myriad of reasons. All the volunteers who supported Seattle Insight over the decades. Now, I want to pose a question, a rhetorical question. for your consideration for maybe 30 seconds. How scared or anxious can you be when you're feeling grateful? Particularly thinking about one thing in your own lived experience that you're truly grateful for. Volunteering as Donna is how we give back to what's freely given. It's an expression of our gratitude. And what has it done for you to be in active relationship with your own gratitude, your practice? So, making a reference to a non-Dharma teacher, Jiddu Krishnamurti, some may know who he is, would often reference, you are the world. You are the world. In the same way, our awareness to what is a recognition of exactly what is. Without our conditioned filters. Your commitment to volunteering, if I may offer, is your contribution to a kind world. And that on its surface, especially now, is not only a practice rooted in Shila, but it's actually a practice that requires courage. The courage to be kind. The courage to be kind. I had prepared notes, but I put them aside and just trusted what would have flowed naturally. The warmth of the Sangha, the warmth of the Dharma, as Tim said, includes the courage to be kind. In a time where humanity is losing its empathy, so the reason I reference Jiddu Krishnamurti's words, you are the world, is in our commitment to volunteering, that is our contribution to what Eckhart Tolle calls the new earth. Of course, we have our individual karma, therefore our experience of it will be varied. So the courage to be kind is what everyone here represents from my conditioned perspective this Saturday morning. As we come to the end of this short Dharmette, and transition to some comments by the guide and teacher and volunteer leads and others. I want to point out that I am a beneficiary of the volunteers before me here at Seattle Insight. In the same way you are a beneficiary of a volunteer before you at Seattle Insight. In an organization run by volunteers. If that doesn't show a radical commitment to compassion, I don't know what does. All the words are expressed from the current expression of my practice. And so if it resonates, that's practice. If it didn't resonate, it's still practice. The courage to be kind. Thank you for your kind attention.
How's the sound? Like it's not. How about now? Better? Great. Thank you, Nana, for your wisdom and your practice. Yeah. Adam? Oh. Judith, Wendell, Kathy, nothing. Okay. How about now? Yes? Okay. That looked enthusiastic in terms of a thumbs up, so we'll go with that. Good. Please give me a signal if you can't hear. Just to say to start out that I feel Tweri here very strongly, and her energy and spirit of enthusiastic celebration, right? So there's a lot to say about Donna, but I think most importantly, especially from a teaching perspective, it is very easy to see the teacher, to see what the teacher's offering. We are very visible. Often all eyes go towards us. For better and worse. Right? Sometimes it's not so easy to see the whole network of scaffolding and generosity and support that goes to support us offering even one word of Dhamma. Right? So you hear my words, you see us, but you likely don't see the person who purchased the styrofoam block that the laptop is now standing on, right? Or the person who fixed the Zoom link or setup so that the people online could attend. Or whoever decided on this particular green of chair and made that decision, which was probably laborious and by consensus and led to some resentment and disagreement, right? So all of that is Donna, yeah? And so I know as teachers, we try, and it's also part of Wise View, to keep that in mind, that no moment exists out of context. None of us exist in a vacuum without this web of relationship. giving us support every moment. So when I reflect on it in that way, it gives rise to a sense of abundance and belonging. Yes? So it is never just me or just us up here, ever, ever. So considering the web, reflecting on the web, is part of Dana, not in a transactional way that then we're Dana should not feel like a burden or a should. It should feel like a yes, like I want to participate in a world that operates this way. Yes. So just to offer that kind of stream of joy and a sense of belonging to we're in the midst of creating a culture, you know, as Ruth King says, we create cultures of care. And Nana was pointing to this as well. We are creating culture that has different organizing principles than much of what we see happening right now. And we are the recipients of that. We're also the participants of that. And so this allows our precious energy and attention and effort to hopefully go in a skillful direction that we can feel, that others can feel. So this feels like a joyful endeavor to me. Yeah. So I feel very grateful for that, and definitely a sense that as teachers we are not here independently, just from our own efforts. Yeah. We are a part of the web. We contribute to the web, and we are collectively as a Sangha co-creating the kind of world we want to be a part of. So I deeply bow to your participation in that, and I hope you will continue to join us in continuing in that endeavor. And we all do that in very unique ways, right? Some more visible than others, but in our own unique ways. So thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Nana.
There's kind of in some ways, this cute little exchange with the Buddha and his primary attendant, Ananda, when Ananda is turning to the Buddha and says, you know, I think, you know, Sangha must be half of the holy life. And the Buddha says, no, you're wrong. It's the whole of the holy life. Yeah. And this statement, the whole of the holy life is the Sangha, is such a expression of being part of Seattle Insight. So I started practicing with this organization probably 1996 or 7, somewhere in that range, so coming up on 30 years. And it's interesting to reflect on when it stopped me being a kind of a passive participant to actually being part of the Sangha. When did that shift? And it was really when I started to volunteer, when I actually took that courageous step to actually, you know, put myself out there to actually help the organization to see how can I help? And it took different forms, you know, being a KM facilitator, being a non-residential facilitator and leader around that, and all these different roles, eventually becoming a teacher. But that's what shifted that sense of being from the outside to being part of this is my Sangha. As I look around the room, I have all these memories that come up as I see each person's face, you know, whether it's seeing, okay, on a Monday night, okay, Jackie's got it, or Melilla's got it, or Kathy's online, so she's taking care of the Zoom, or driving up on Tuesday and say, oh, Cheryl's here, phew, Zoom's taken care of, I don't have to worry about the hybrid setup, you know, or looking at the space itself, and, you know, Deb, how many hundreds of hours were spent in creating this space?
you know, and all the board members and all the different board meetings we've had, all the different things we've tackled and tried to solve. You know, seeing Alice with all the beautiful graphic work she's done and the continuing work, like justly working with the facilities. I could just go on and on. And of course, there's, you know, Sue's and Jerry doing all the different non-residentials. So many ways that we've all made this. Of course, my mom back there doing the, you know, if you call the number, that's what she answers the phone. And stepping in as an 8-year-old into the registration process. That takes a lot of courage just to be willing to go outside of comfort zones. But that's what makes us a community. That's what makes us a Sangha, is that willingness to go outside of our comfort zone. Because most of us are kind of introverted. We're like, oh, someone else will take care of it. But we realize, oh, actually, I can be the one who helps take care of it. I can be the one who greets people, who answers the phone, who helps arrange things. There's so many small and different ways, big ways, small ways that you can participate. But that's what makes this the whole of the holy life. So this is a beautiful day to honor everyone's dedication and the way that without you, Sims would not exist. We would not exist. And just a deep sense of gratitude and appreciation for all your good-hearted care for the organization. Thank you.
Non-existent. Oh, there we go. And online, can you hear me as well? Excellent. So thank you, Nana. Thank you, Tim and Carrie. I'm going to echo some sentiments and add some of my own. First off, just when I started volunteering, I started my practice really in the fall of 2019. And started with enthusiasm and excitement, and I got my first, retreat scheduled, and then everything closed down. But I continued the practice, and it was really beneficial and helpful in that time where we were all, you know, in our own little rocket ships and, you know, traveling isolated from each other. And then we started meeting in person again, and I came to the Monday night sit several times in a row, and Tim put out an invitation to come and volunteer because we were just kind of getting started again. And I thought, you know, that sounds really nice. Like, I really enjoy being here with people, and I would come in and I would see May and Deb and Beth and the warmth in their relationship. And I was like, I really want some of that too. Like, I want to be involved in that way and, you know, to sink into that feeling of belonging. And I wanted a way to contribute to this thing that had pulled me through the last couple of years in a really, you know, better than I could have been. And so I did. I started volunteering. And all of those reasons were, you know, with wise intention and wonderful. And I didn't have any idea how much it would benefit my practice and pull me deeper into the Dhamma. I was listening to a talk, a recorded talk by Shinzen Young, that kind of brought some clarity into my experience on this. And he was talking about the extraordinary happiness that sometimes comes or does come when you're on this path. So there's ordinary happiness, which is available to all of us and we enjoy from time to time, whether that's enjoying a really good meal or, you know, relaxing into the warmth of company and family, or, you know, there's a million different ways. And then this extraordinary happiness is what comes from the Dhamma when we begin to release the need for conditions to be a certain way before we feel at ease, before we feel grounded and comfortable. And that extraordinary happiness is just an incredible gift. and an incredible way to exist in the world. And the most amazing thing about that extraordinary happiness and that part of the Dhamma is that it can be taught, right? That was this incredible element of what the Buddha discovered, was that not only did he come to have a thorough understanding of this and an experience of this, but he found that it could be passed on. And that is just this extraordinary thing that causes an impact in the world, and it ripples outward. And so Shinzen Young outlines three kinds of teachers that pass along this beneficial information and way of being. One is subtle teachers, and that is really anybody who has an established practice, who shows up in the world a little bit differently, and, you know, through their interactions, through their intentions, has a beneficial impact in the world. And then there are descriptive teachers. And descriptive teachers are people who have, you know, a grounding in their practice in the Dhamma, that are able to talk to people about it, and not necessarily in a formal way, but are able to answer people's questions if they ask them about their practice, that are able to dialogue around it in a way with clarity that somebody listening might say, like, oh, that's really interesting. I would like to explore that further. And that plants this seed that is, you know, again, rippling outward, that benefit. And I think most, if not all of us in the room, are that kind of teacher, descriptive teachers. When we dialogue, you know, with our sangha, we talk with each other, we are reflecting the teachings and teaching each other as we go along. And the third kind of teacher are the explicit teachers, who are our guiding teachers, our assistant teachers, our LDLs, who facilitate events, who are skilled in actually conveying techniques and troubleshooting, and, you know, giving more space and more clarity around the Dhamma. And it may not be totally clear how we participate, everybody in this room, with that explicit teaching, but it is through our dana, through our volunteering, because the explicit teachers have the container to work within. We, you know, as we've been talking about, we all have helped to build this space. We help support it behind the scenes, at the front door, you know, every part of this container of practice is here because of the generosity and the passion that we share for this practice. And so we're participating in that part of teaching too, where we are passing along the skillful means to open up that extraordinary happiness to an expanding, you know, community of people. And that's people sitting with us, that's people in our families, that's people in the larger community. And because as we touch those people, it goes further. You know, it's the whole world that we're working with. And I have such gratitude. I'm so thankful for everybody who's participating in this. So thank you. I want to spend a minute before I start passing it off to our volunteer leads to say some statements, to just thank some people that may not get an explicit thank you otherwise. So let's see. So we have our board of directors who are volunteers and do so much to support this community and organize and keep things going in a beneficial direction. So thank you to our boards. Thank you to our volunteer leads There's actually so many of you out there helping to organize volunteers and support our events. That behind the scenes work is so critical. Thank you for doing that. And to our group facilitators as well, anybody who is running Kalyamamita groups or, you know, facilitating other Sangha events, whether you consider yourself a teacher or not, thank you so much for keeping these practices going. And then another quick thing I just want to say is we should be celebrating some big achievements from recent times. Moving into this new space has been a huge effort, and this space is so wonderful. I can feel, you know, how inviting this is for people. And it's a lovely thing. And that was a huge accomplishment that happened just this last year. We've been hosting more collaborations with Clear Mountain, with visiting teachers, more day-longs. All of that is supported by the people in this room and people that couldn't make it. And it's a huge achievement. We're continuing to host our quarterly introduction classes, which take a huge group of people to keep going. That's a primary way that we grow this community. And we've had the new LDL group who have come in, who are supporting this community in really important ways as well. So thank you to everybody who had a hand in that recent work. And then as I'm passing it off, I have some statements from folks who couldn't be here. So I'll read those really briefly, because they wished that they could make these statements in person. So Dave Revel on the board of directors says, as a program director, I want to deeply thank all the volunteers who make our events possible. And personally, just as myself, I want to thank you again. Seattle Insight is my spiritual home, and this home is constructed from everyone's act of service. I recently found this quote from the Zen master. You know, I don't know how to pronounce like anybody's name. Is it Dogen? Okay, wonderful. Dogen. Thank you. The mind which finds the way actualizes itself through working with rolled up sleeves. May we all be blessed by our work with rolled up sleeves. Ken Yasuhara, our lead for hybrid Zoom support and AV editing, writes, in 2023 and 2024, our Zoom support volunteers made 142 online or hybrid events possible, helping them run smoothly and protecting our online practice space. Thank you, Bob, Jackie, Kathy, and Malia, as well as Cheryl and Gisli. Our website now features 1,961, soon to be 62 after this event, recordings, each prepared by a volunteer editor. Thank you, Jim, John, Nikhil, and Aruna. And each time we click a Zoom link or play a recording on our website, let's pause for a moment of gratitude as we do before receiving a meal. These volunteers work behind the scenes every week, helping Seattle Insight make the Dhamma accessible to all those who seek it. A big thank you to all of our volunteers, the seen and the unseen. And finally, Martha Kreiner, who is our registrar lead. The registrar team shared reflections at our last couple meetings about what we enjoy about being on the team. We enjoy being out of the spotlight and supportive behind the scenes. There's that introverted perspective. As well as the opportunity to work from home. We take pride in supporting the Sangha and contributing to its well-being. We also enjoy the heartfelt connections of our little engine that could. As lead registrars, it is my pleasure to observe the long-term dedication of the members of this team. The job of registrar is a complex one with many twists and turns. It requires and cultivates qualities of persistence, humor, letting go, and more letting go on top of that. It benefits from responding to conditions with flexibility as they arise, a kind of freshness, of responsiveness to things as they are, and we work closely with many members of SIMS whom it is a delight to cherish, and on whom we depend and can depend, a wondrous thing as we encounter and are challenged by conditions to belong to each other and to SIMS throughout our very human experience is a source of durable meaning and joy. We thank the registration system for keeping mystery alive. And also inviting a direct encounter with suffering. So if anybody wants to sign up to be a registrar, let me know. Thanks to recent registrars Amy Zimmerman for many dedicated years of service, and Shelley Drew for recent months of service. And to current registrars Carol Guile, Stuart Weber, and Sue Okerson. We are delighted Tess Griswold is checking us out and hope to add another registrar this spring. Shameless plug, email registrar@seattleinsight.org if you would like to learn more. So, thank you all. Now I would love to invite any of our team leads that would like to offer some words or highlights of achievements to come and let us know what you're excited about. Yeah, go ahead, Judith.
Hi. As communications director, I've been working with several of the new volunteers that I really wanted to acknowledge and let you know what's going on in the whole area of communications, because this is, this is how we communicate with the people in the Sangha and also with the public at large, the potential people in the Sangha. So first I wanted to thank Caitlin Stoddard for taking over the quarterly newsletter from Allie. To me, it looked seamless. It may not have felt that way to Caitlin, but it was extremely impressive that she got that first newsletter out so professionally. Yeah. And we have a social media team now headed up by Gino Alberto, and Harry Cole and Jillian Altizer are also working on it. They've got the Seattle Insight Facebook page working really well, announcing all of the coming events. And I urge any of you who are on Facebook to visit it. And they also have all these plans for creatively and thoughtfully increasing Seattle Insight's presence in social media. So thank you to them. And then we have a website team, and we are in the process of making a lot of changes to the website, which have already and will continue to vastly improve the user experience, and also will fix eventually the registration process. Martha, if you're listening. And the UX experience has been spearheaded by Aaron Stern, who has a background in user experience, and his perspective and his experience have just been so valuable. And now we have a new volunteer, Danielle Sewell, who has a background in website management, project management for website redesign. And she is getting us organized and keeping us focused, and it is fantastic. And finally, as you've mentioned, we are all volunteers, and there is one long-term volunteer in particular that I have been working with. She's been really my partner on all of these projects, and I just want to say a big, big thank you to Cheryl Marland for everything that you do, and it is a real pleasure to work with you. Thank you. And thank you, Adam and Nana, for organizing this. Thanks.
Thank you, Judith. Appreciate that. It's been great working with you, too. This is a wonderful team that we've created. So good.
Yeah, May. You're welcome to go take the hot seat if you want.
I'll stay back here in the back, introversion with a capital I. I'm May Rosak. I'm the treasurer on the board, and I wanted to thank someone who is very hidden. Her name is Summer Hollis, and she's the one that processes all the Stripe credit card purchases. So if you make a mistake and donated $1,000 and you really only meant to donate 10, she's the one that will correct that for you. And the registrars love her. So just a mutual admiration society is going between the treasurer group and the registration group. So thank you.
Well, I may as well go, since I'm one of the leads. I'm not really prepared for this, but I just want to thank everybody that I've ever worked with. I've worked with almost all of you, I think. And you're all amazing. And everything that everybody said, you know, about the courage to be kind, I want to add the courage to show up, to keep showing up. And I don't know, volunteering for me is just a joy in my life, and I'm just so happy that I get to do it. And I've learned a lot about myself. It's not always easy. I feel badly that I've hoisted a registration system on these poor registrars. It is going to get fixed. But you've all been amazing. I mean, that's the thing is we just keep showing up and we keep doing it because we're offering, you know, the ability for anybody to come in and get the Dhamma. And that's really the most important thing. It takes a village. It definitely takes a village, and we're the village, and we can always use more people, and, you know, I've been volunteering since, early 2019, and I just have a huge appreciation for how much it takes and for how beautiful it is to work with everybody, and, you know, hopefully I haven't made too many enemies. But anyway, it's been a joy. Yeah, thanks, Carrie. Yeah, my AV folks aren't really here, but there's Nate. I'm going to forget last names because my brain's gone. There's Nate and there's Ben. And there's Ken, of course, who I have so much gratitude for. I don't know what I would do without Ken. Who else is on my AV team? And then there's I've just worked with a lot of people on the AV team. I can remember so many. I feel badly. I don't remember the name of the first woman who stepped up to do the AV. Well, was it her name Beth? Are you sure? I think it was somebody. Yeah. Oh, well, there was Beth, but there was somebody before her. And, you know, it was the person who built this space. It was his wife or his partner. No. Anyway, I'm just forgetting her name. But, yeah, I'm going to go blank. I have so many emotions about being a volunteer and about, you know, just being here today and, yeah, I just don't even know what else to say, but I just thank everybody for being with me. No, Khaled helped me out from the very beginning, yeah. No, she has a name that begins with an M. It's a beautiful Mexican name, and I just can't remember what it is.
The website team, yeah.
The website, like I said, it's going through changes now, thankfully. When I got on the board in 2020 and at this time the website was broken and I decided to go ahead and rebuild it. And that turned out to be a huge job And I got a lot of help with that. I got help from college as a developer. I got help from Ken. Ken does all the podcasts. He does all the Zoom links. Early on, Ken took on taking on the Zoom, the role of the Zoom. That was done in like 2020. And yeah, who am I forgetting? Please help me.
Robin.
There's so many things that need to be done. There's the webmaster emails. Robin takes care of the webmaster emails. There's the newsletter that goes out every month. I'm doing it right now, but I had an amazing volunteer for 2-3 years, Kelby Hahn, who did that, and she helped with website updates, and she helped with some of the development on the website. Khaled, of course, helped a lot with the website. Deb Hoffer does all the calendar stuff on the website. I mean, there's just a lot of different jobs, and that's how it all gets done. Yeah, none of us can do this on our own. So I have such an amazing gratitude for everybody who is, and I'm so pleased that we have a social media group now. I've been kind of dreaming about that for a long time. So it's cool. Yeah, I'm sure I've forgotten things, but I'm just glad to be here, and thank you.
I just want to call out the board members who are here in the meeting, in this gathering. So just going from this way, so we got Nana, who's the volunteer coordinator. We have Jisli, who's the venue coordinator. May, who's the treasurer, and then make sure I don't skip anyone. Of course, Cubba in the back, who's our intrepid president. Judith online, who's our communications. Also, there's Stephen, and who else is on the? Dave, yes, Dave, who's the. And then Carrie and I are kind of sharing the GT seat. And all the old board members, if you could just raise your hand. Yeah, so in the room there's, yes, and Linda online, and Deb, and Suze, and Cheryl, of course. So thank you. The board members, they put a lot of work behind the scenes, so it's really a great service that they offer. Thank you.
So the good news is we're 5 minutes away from pizza and salads and all the wonderful things that are here. And for those who are not, we wish you could have been. But hopefully you have made some plans as well. So the Volunteer Appreciation Event is building on what's been done historically, but also looking to the future where we're looking for ways to improve the volunteer experience. As part of that, there's a survey that's still open. And so far we've received 27 responses, thank you. We know there's at least 100 volunteers, so if we can get to a 50% response rate, learning what you think and believe would help improve volunteering will be very, very helpful in design and intervention. So that's one.
How do they access that?
Yes, it's on the website, and I believe there will be a reminder email from Adam, who just walked out, next week. So there's that. We're also looking at creating a playbook, but the playbook will certainly be informed by your input, and your input would also inform any other thoughts on what works in the future to refine the volunteer experience. So those are some things that are coming up over the horizon. With that said, and nothing further, thank you. Nina, yes, please.
Hi, I'm Nina LeBoy, and I'm one of the Dharma leaders here, And I just had to say it. I last summer I did my my practicum here for my certificate for being a mindful meditation teacher in the Dharma, and did a metta all-day course. And when I came, and I still feel it so much, and I know I'm speaking for the other Dharma leaders who are doing other courses. I told my daughter yesterday that I was coming here, and I said, you know, I felt like, you know, that fairy tale and the shoemaker and the elves, and everything was like done for me, and I hadn't, it was just wonderful, and I just had to say that and appreciate all of you volunteers and say that I know that all of the Dharma leaders do too. Thanks.
Thank you. One more plug. In addition to all the open volunteer positions, we also do have an opening on the volunteer team for our volunteer to help us, so there's no single point of failure as part of all these ongoing refinements that we speak of. With that said, we're 2 minutes ahead of schedule. I want to thank you again. Thank you. Efficiency. We're relevant. I want to thank you again for your time, your attention, for your energy. I want to thank our guiding teachers for making time on this Saturday morning, well, it's almost afternoon, and certainly to every single person online and here, and those who intended to be here as well, who are here with us with your energy. We want to send gratitude, and we're going to learn from your input on the survey. Until next time, thank you. Without further ado, please make your way to the social room. There's lots of lovely food. Pardon my gushery there.
Thank you, those online. Thanks for joining us.